brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today. Matthew is in Chicago. Hey, Matthew, how are you?
Hi, Dave. How's it going? I appreciate you taking this call today.
Sure. What's up?
So I recently graduated college. I'm 22, and I got married last summer.
Congratulations.
And I find myself Thank you. And I find myself overwhelmed with student loan debt. I racked up in about 3 years at a private college, $198,000 in student loan debt, with an average interest rate of 9 to 14%.
Good Lord.
Sheesh.
Yes.
What else?
And I have about $5,000 in credit card debt. My wife, we went to college together, and she graduated debt-free, so it's
good.
Only me with the debt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you guys earning?
What was that again, sorry?
What do you earn? What's your incomes?
Monthly income is approximately $3,500 a month.
$3,500 a month.
Okay.
That's correct.
And each, you and your wife, or?
No, that's combined.
So, are you both working full-time?
Yes.
What'd you get your degree in for $200,000 that doesn't pay you minimum wage?
You're not going to like this, but it was aviation. I'm a pilot.
Okay, why aren't you, are you working?
Yes, I'm working full time, and I make $45 to $50 an hour, but it's dependent on three factors: students who want to fly, weather, and aircraft maintenance.
So you're teaching? Are you?
Yes.
You're not flying commercially, or?
No, I have a conditional job contract offer signed, and hopefully we'll be starting at the end of this year, starting at $84,000 a year.
Okay,
but I have to work up to my hours to get that job.
Okay. And is there anything else that you can do to supplement your income in the meantime while you're working up to that?
Not much. I could possibly get a part-time job. That's one thing I've considered multiple times. I'm currently at my job.
What does your wife do?
Hours to do. She does Army contracting. She works for the U.S. government.
And she makes what?
She started at 49, and then she'll go up 59 this summer, and then next summer she'll go up to 69,000.
Okay, that's not 3,500 a month. You've misadded somewhere. So it sounds like you're making about 40,000 a year going towards 85 in the fall, and she's making about 40 heading towards 60 in the summer. Okay? So you guys probably have a household income of more like 80,000, not 3,500 a month, which is 40,000.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe your take home, you may have too much being withheld. I don't know. But basically what it amounts to is your careers, you came out of the gate with your degrees with a slow start income wise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But 1 year from today, it sounds like both of you will be further mature in your careers income wise. And it sounds like your incomes are going to be, you know, you should be bumping up 150 by the end of this year.
Right.
60 and 80 is 140. That's the end of the year. Okay?
Yeah, that's ideal. Yep.
Yeah. Well, that would be what she'd be making 59 in the summer, and you're going to be making 84 in the fall. So that's the way that adds up. So, yeah. So right now it's tight. And James, what's the name of our refi company?
Y Refi.
Y with the letter Y. Like you, why, yours.
Letter Y.
Yes.
And
Y.
Refi. You need to look those guys up. They are the best in the business at private student loan refinance, and they probably can get your rates down.
Yeah, because 14% is not ideal.
Yeah, you got hammered with that, and that's aviation school that got you, not standard student loans.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then from there, you know, the formula is like everybody else.
Live on less than you make and tear into it. But I think my point is, Matthew, that you're going to be not making a ton of progress between now and June. From June to January, you're going to make a lot more progress and the following and every time thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what I want you both to do is to work all you can work. And if you're on the ground because of broken aircraft or weather, I want you doing something else.
That's right.
Go make some money. Go deliver pizzas or DoorDash or drive Uber. I don't care what you do. Go make some money.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be working all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
You have made an unadulterated $200,000 mess, and you have got to focus on it and attack it with a zealot, like mm-hmm. you've joined, like I'm crazy.
That's right. You got to get crazy about it. But the good news is, once you guys really get into it, I mean, they're going to be average. They're going to be that person who pays off their debt in around 2 years, 2.5 years, and on to the next thing.
Yeah, I mean, if it takes you $200,000, if you put $100,000 a year towards it, it's done in two years.
That's right.
You may not quite make that, depending on how these incomes stack out and what mm-hmm. when they start flowing. But that would be starting 1 year from now.
That's
and
true.
Whatever you do from now until then, you'll make progress on. So, you know, you probably have from today over 2 years mm-hmm. worth of work to do, maybe approaching three.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be out in that if you lean into it and don't go buy a bunch of stuff and keep everything down, you know, and just you know, keep your rent down, rent the cheapest possible thing.
Yeah.
Don't go on vacation. Don't eat out. You have a mess to clean up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's no, you know, when you're 22 years old, you got the energy. Go do it.
That's right.
Go and don't wait till you're 32. Don't keep this around like it's a freaking pet.
Yeah.
Get after it. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.